welcome to the Lighten Up podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 134, Confidence, Relaxing into Yourself. I adore the way this title popped out for this episode, mainly because I love dichotomy and taking two opposites where people think they don't mesh and match together, and kind of disproving that, turning it on its ear and taking what we would normally look at and flipping it to a whole new perspective. So that's kind of the content I want to dig into today with this whole confidence conversation. Where a lot of us don't think that a confident person is someone who is relaxed and soft and has a submission to themselves, a submission to the moment, and really a presence and a softness and a receptivity to it. Often we think and we are told and we are taught big time that the people who have confidence are the ones that have a strong sense of self. They have the loudest voice in the room. They amplify so that they suck up all the light and the air and the space in the room. They are the ones who have power over other people. They're the ones who have a tight sense of control over the environment. And they're the ones who kind of lead, quote unquote, in a way where they go it alone. They don't actually include other people. How often and how much over your life have you twisted this idea of being confident into that, into the more effortful, pushy, controlling, and power over energy and dynamic? And I'd like to invite you to a different possibility. What if instead true confidence in yourself, what it was that you have to gift to the world, your skill sets, what it is you have to offer, the value that you bring to the table, all of that had to do way more with relaxating into it, relaxing into yourself, softening a bit, submitting to it a bit, and actually allowing other people to come along for the ride. Now, you can look at this a myriad of different ways. As I travel back in time with this story, I invite you to do the same in your own space. A lot of times when we start a business, when we start a new skill set, a new job, a new career, even a new relationship, we go through these periods where we don't feel confident, right? We don't feel like we've got it. We're missing pieces. We're not seasoned or practiced in that yet. So therefore, we're a little bit shaky. We're a little bit wiggly on speaking up, on being seen, on driving the conversation or the creation. So what do? When we don't have that confidence in ourselves, we don't have that acknowledgement in ourselves of our own value, we start to then try to prove it to other people as a way of proving it to ourselves. So things become very showy. They become a bit loud. They become a bit forceful and effortful. The phrase, fake it till you make it, comes to mind in a big way. There's a lot of lip service that was given. And quite frankly, there's this thing where you may not own up to not knowing things. You may not own up to the fact, hey, I need a little bit of assistance here. And unfortunately with that, there's this false sense of boastful confidence that really creates interesting dynamics. It's not quite sustainable because you are giving something outwardly that doesn't actually match inwardly. And that is something people pick up on big time. You can tell the people who are doing fake it till you make it. You can tell the people who are doing more of an outward push and force and power and control over others, because deep, deep down, they're actually lacking that sense of home in themselves and that sense of value and of worth. That is where true confidence comes from, is when you can relax into that. Thinking back on my early years as a medical speech-language pathologist, yes, right now I am 14 years into that one profession. I'm managing a department. There's a quiet confidence that I have cultivated and developed over the years as I have become more seasoned and more practiced in my skill set. I've had so many variety of situations and contacts and patients and different doctors that I've had to work with and problem solve with that not many things take me by surprise anymore, right? Now, that being said, even with all of that experience and even with all that confidence and that relaxation into myself, even with managing now and leading a department of new speech therapists, there is still that delightful place where I know I don't have all the answers. I know I'm not expected to. I know I don't have to fix everything. That's not a job I have to take on. I know that I'm going to make mistakes because we're human and we make mistakes. It's not about that. It's not about confidence from the standpoint of I'm infallible and I know everything. That's the fake pushy kind. There is much more of a relaxation into I know what I have to offer. I have all this experience to draw on. I have these new spots that I'm growing into too. And you know what? I know when I don't know something, I'll own it. I'll look it up. I'll ask for help. I'll pull on more resources. That is a mature confidence that you've been able to relax into, right? Look where you have that for yourself and what area you have grown into that over the years. Where you know you have value, you know you have worth, you're confident in that skill set. You also are way open to asking questions and knowing that you don't have everything figured out. Awesome. That's a quiet confidence. That's a relaxation. And that's a place where people can come and actually co-create with you because you're not the dominant one pushing over everybody. You leave space for other people to be heard and seen and create with you. That's an incredibly, incredibly powerful leadership energy. Now, of course, most of us don't start there. So get where you may have cultivated that now. And now retroflect back to the very beginning. I retroflect back to the very first job I had in the hospital. Oh my goodness, totally didn't have that energy. Again, I was a bit wiggly on my skill set. I wasn't used to problem solving with doctors. I was quite intimidated by them in their big lab coats and their gruff voices and the fact that they gave you 10 seconds of attention and then moved on. It was a cultivating thing that I had to learn how to actually get my point across. And because I didn't have that confidence in myself, I was unsure of that. I did a lot of that lip service and fake it till you make it. I mimicked a lot of my older colleagues because I thought, hey, this person is more confident. She's more practiced than I am. Come to find out, a lot of the people that I was mimicking had more of that boastful, pushy confidence, that rah, don't mess with me kind of energy, which unfortunately for me isn't sustainable because that's not where I function. I can't carry that pushy, forceful, power, controlly confidence off for long because that's not actually innate to me. You have a lot more sustainability and authenticity in creation when you're able to kind of come from within and be that. And I get that that may be where I am now with this one particular career of the many that I have. And again, looking back, that's not where I started. And I know if you do the same and retroflect back, not where you started either. I want to draw your attention to that just so you can see where perhaps learning to be confident in a new area, you may overcompensate with that proving to others as a way to prove it to yourself, to show confidence outwardly while inside you may be shaking a bit. And what you can now do moving forward and really harnessing that sense of self-worth, that knowing that you have something to offer, and being able just to relax into it. And what I had said about that quiet confidence and that leadership energy that I really want to highlight is knowing that being confident doesn't mean that you're infallible. It doesn't mean that you are immune to mistakes or to mess ups in any way. It doesn't mean that you know it all and you can do everything on your own. That's the pushy, forceful confidence that a lot of us see displayed and, quite frankly, misidentified as being confident. So we get all confused in our own space. It's not that at all. Like right now, with whatever new area you're growing into where you're still a bit shaky, you don't feel quite confident yet. You feel a little bit lack of power-y. If you just knew that, if you knew that being or the ability to be confident in that new skill set had nothing to do with not making mistakes, with not having all the answers, with not having it figured out, or with not having these growing edges where you're kind of practiced and kind of not practiced, would that actually bring a little bit more relaxation into your space? Would you be able to soften a bit more? Would you perhaps be able to be more authentic and show up more presently in the moment to actually create? What could that change in your business, your professional life, your schooling, your personal relationships, everything? Confidence is not the push, it's not the force, it's not the boastfulness. That's a falsehood that most of us have fallen for, hook, line, and sinker. What if instead true confidence came from exuding the fact that you had value and your innate delicious value and just showing up and being present in question, in wonderment, and willing to contribute? What if that far outweighed the control and the force and the push? Whatever steps you need to take to develop that sense of having your feet underneath you and feeling confident, and a lot of that, of course, just comes from practice and being around the block a time or two, and allowing yourself to have that knowledge that you don't have to have it all figured out, you can relax into it. What could that start to change in everything you're creating? And a lot of this content that we're going over today is more energetic and subtle, and there may be some deeper work that is required to really look at why you don't feel confident or why you're lacking a bit of your personal power at this point. Some of it could be the lies that we're talking about, where you think that being powerful actually means that you have everything figured out, more of that boastful energy. I really invite you to start challenging those perspectives. What if being confident and being powerful was way different than what you thought it was? And what if you could actually start looking for new role models or people to look to that had a bit more of that quiet power and that at home in their own space, in their own skin, confident energy? Those that were willing to show up, to know that they have value, to contribute, and also let other people be seen and heard as well. Those are actually true connectors and leaders and truly confident beings because they don't have to steal the show. They're just there to contribute in any way they can. I am delighted to be one of 20 experts interviewed on a free telesummit coming up called The Empowered Life, where we dig into the conversation of confidence and personal power quite dynamically. It is put on by my friend Kim Louise. I'm going to put the link down below in the show write-up. I highly suggest if this conversation is pinging anything in your world and you want more information to sign up and join us. Again, it's a free event. I'm going to be interviewed, but also 20 other experts on this very topic are going to be interviewed as well. So you can get a lot of different perspectives and quite frankly, a lot of different shopping grounds where you may be able to watch these interviews, glean information, also maybe shop around for that confidence quality that we talked about in today's episode. So the link is down below. I highly suggest you jump on that for some free tips and tools. And as always, I will chat with you next Tuesday. Have an amazing week and start to harness that quiet confidence for yourself.